Yeah, I've got some passengers smoking crack on the bus.
Okay, copy. All right, I have you asked him to leave.
I'm sorry?
Have you asked him to leave?
Yes, I have. They're just ignoring me.
Okay, I'm going to have you open your front and back door, and I'd like to get their description. Say it nice and loud, and I'm going to get police to you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll need their description, though, so they can hear you saying it, and maybe they'll leave. So, their race, their age, their clothing.
Well, it was just another pastor came up and said they were doing it, and I could smell it. I don't know who's doing it.
Can you try to get a look at them? I mean, I'm not asking you to approach them, but just maybe turn the seat, try to look to see who it might be.
Right now, it doesn't look like anybody's doing anything. One homeless guy is sitting there. It's hard to say. I mean, they're right behind me, so they might have stopped it now. I don't know.
Well, I need some sort of description to give the police, because they're not going to respond without it.
Well, who was smoking it, do you know? Is anybody willing to say? Nobody's willing to say anything. I didn't see him do it, but I could definitely smell it. And the other passenger stated they were, so I don't smell it now. Do you want me to just move on? I'll let you know further.
If you feel comfortable doing that, I mean, if the smell isn't to the point where it's making you feel sick or anything, or I just don't want you to be affected by this because it can, you know, it can be residual. I just want to make sure. You might want to open the vents and stuff to air it out and just go from there.
Yeah, we'll do that. I already got all the windows open anyway, so I planned on something like this anyway.
Okay. Just let me know if you need any further help and see if you can get, if nothing else, probably the description if you do actually determine who it is that's doing it, and we'll go from there.
Over that. Thank you.
All right. 2225.